It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. This book right here makes everything okay. It's like the sun in the sky is shining down on me. Once you learn to read, baby, you will be forever free.
Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, book report by Morgan Hill. This is a fantasy book called Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. The author is J.K. Rowling, and this is the second book in our Harry Potter series. The setting takes place in Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry and the Dursleys' house. Number 4, Pivot Drive, is where the Dursleys live. This book was published on July 2nd, 1998, and J.K. Rowling has some interesting facts about her. She published the record-breaking, multi-award-winning Harry Potter novels. The series has sold 450 million copies, been translated into 77 languages, and made it into 8 blockbuster films. Their series was so popular, her fans asked for more books. The main event is Harry looking for the Chamber of Secrets. It is also the major conflict. The heir of Slytherin is a guy that knows where the Chamber of Secrets is, and he raised a monster in the chamber. The monster is attacking people called Mudbloods. Mudbloods are young witches and wizards whose parents are not witches or wizards. Harry Potter and his friends, Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger, put themselves in danger to find the chamber and survive the creature that they heard was in Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry for many, many years. Most of the action happens in Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, which looks like a large castle. I think that the book was really enjoyable, and whenever I read it, I cannot put it down. I love the movies. That's why I started reading the books. When I was 3, I would always ask my mom, if I could watch the first movie, but she would only show me the part that Harry and Ron are on the train when they're on their way to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. I really like the book. Actually, I love the book. The author really brings you into the story. And when you have to put it down, you will think, no, I want to keep reading. And I just finished this chapter. My favorite scene was when Ron said, follow the spiders, follow the spiders. If Hagrid ever gets back from Azkaban, I will kill him. It made me laugh. The reason why this scene is my favorite is that it is the funniest scene out of the whole book, and it made me laugh so hard, I laughed for a good 10 minutes. I think J.K. Rowling's purpose of writing the Harry Potter series was to bring your imagination to a magical place, and I think she did it. I love the way her characters, she uses capital letters. I learned that the books are a lot different from the movies. The characters were insanely believable because all of them had their own identity. Let's give an example. Whenever someone writes a letter, their spelling is different from each of the characters. The setting was very realistic because J.K. Rowling made the setting very descriptive. I thought the plot was very believable and spooky. In this particular book series, there are a lot of creepy things going on, and there's a lot of dark and just sad at the same time. If you're a person that likes to get scared really easily, these books are not for you. If you like magical and mystical creatures, you will enjoy the whole series. When I read the first book, I needed to read the second book. I knew that I needed to read the second book. I wanted to read the rest of the series. Will Harry Potter find the chamber and defeat the heir of Slytherin? Well, you will have to read it and find out.